So a guy and a girl were fighting about a dog who vomited on the floor.
Right.
So a dog got sick.
Yeah, happens.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
Dogs poo on the floor, pee on the floor, throw up on the floor, whatever.
Yep.
So the couple, what do they do? Should they pick it up or should they start fighting?
Well, somebody should pick it up before it goes into the floor or carpet.
Now, these people decided, Florida, these people decided they should start fighting about who should pick it up. And the woman in, this is a man and woman, I guess the woman got really, really mad during this fight. So they started, she picked it up and started throwing it at him.
That's an option too. I can pick it up, you can pick it up, or I can pick it up and throw it at you.
So then he gets upset and he picks up part of the vomit too and starts to throw it at her.
Ugh.
So when
gross.
When the cops show up, they got
the cops.
Yeah, the cops showed up. There's two people covered in dog vomit.
Ew.
And they got to take somebody to jail, and they figured out that she was the first one to pick up the dog vomit and throw it at him. So she's the one that went to jail.
Is that assault? Assault with a doggy vomit?
I just love that people can fight about that. That's where we're at as a
people. But who called the cops? The dog? Like, if I'm yelling at my boyfriend, who's going to call the cops?
Guarantee they live in an apartment.
Oh, the neighbor.
And
yeah.
It's the neighbor saying, oh my God, they're fighting again.
Again.
And it's really loud this time because you got to be really, really mad to throw dog vomit at your loved one.
Yeah, at somebody that you love and hope will have sex with you. But here's the thing. I think this is one of those things. When you get into a relationship, you need to just decide ahead of time. How are we spending our money? How are we paying the bills? Do you pay certain bills? I pay other bills. Do we have an account? We split it. How do we raise the children? Who does the discipline? Who drives them to school? You get all that stuff out of the way when you first start dating. Who cooks the dinner? Who cleans the dishes? What's our deal there? And I think part of it is when the dog pees, poops, or vomits, or whatever else in the house, who takes care of it? You decide that ahead of time. Luckily, I am in a relationship with a guy who is a dog care expert, and he takes care of dogs and what comes out of them all day long. So for me, we didn't have to have that conversation. It was just a given. He has a whole system of cleaning up after the dog. It involves not just the paper towels and the cleanup, but afterwards he gets salt, he gets baking soda. He has a whole system. Lets it sit there overnight.
He looks forward to it.
He doesn't look forward to it, but he's very good at it. He's very, very good. And that's how I know something happened over the course of the night. I'll wake up and I'll see like a pile of baking soda on the carpet. And I'll be like, oops, somebody did something.
See, I think it's the first person who sees it. So
okay.
If you see it, then you have to clean it up first. B, I think if you wanted the dog. See, I was very vocal about not wanting a dog.
Okay.
You know, 14 years ago or whatever it was, I said, I do not want a dog. And we even fought about this on the air where I said, I do not want a damn dog. And she went out and got a damn dog.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
So now the damn dog is freaking 15 years old now, but
still around. Just to spite you.
It won't give up. But so when the damn dog shits on the floor, there are times, I'll admit, I turn around and say, I'd never went in that room.
Right. You go and get her and say, your dog just shit on the floor. You need to go pick it up.
No, I don't even say that. I just turn my eyes, avert it, and act like I never went in that room.
That way, when she goes in and sees it, she thinks she's the first person who saw it.
Exactly. So right. I never have to clean up after a dog because I never see it. Unless it's right in front of my car that I have to see it to get into my car.
Right.
That's the only time I'm going to admit that I saw the dog crap on the floor. Other than that, I go the other way.
Yeah. Nobody here in New York City, at least nobody I know, lives in a place big enough. If a dog poops, you wake up and you smell it, even if it's in the other room. Like, you smell it, you know it's there. You can't ignore it. Like, you can't even pretend to ignore it.
I just don't go in that part of the house.
Okay, well, that would be that means I'd be stuck in my bedroom or closet or whoever it is.
I never left the closet. I've been in here all day. I don't see
cleaning
nothing.
Out my drawers in the closet. I'm really, really busy. Yeah.
If you have a job, can you call in sick just for no reason because you want to go to a football game?
Well, the boss doesn't have to know why you're calling in sick. Do you have to tell your boss why you're calling in sick? You just call in sick. You get sick days.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand about this story. So a lady pulled a sick day, and I guess in England it's called a sickie.
Okay.
So she pulled a sickie because her football team, which is soccer, by the way, her football team is in the playoffs, and she wanted to go. So instead of calling the boss to say, I'm going to take a vacation day that day, she decided she's going to call in a sickie.
Well, you and I are people that never get sick, and we come to work anyway. So if we get sick days that are paid sick days, we're going to take them because we'll never use them for sick days.
Right. And this woman is a football super fan. She loves this team. And I guess in every part of London, you love that team anyway. So when it's on, everybody watches it.
Right.
So at the last minute, her friend got two tickets, but I guess she used up all her sickie days.
Oh.
She didn't have any sickie days left, but she called her boss and said, I'm real sick. I can't come in. No, you have to. You're a digital content producer. And she's like, no, today I won't be. I'm sick. I'm dying. So she didn't go in. Everybody at work is watching the game. Where does the camera decide to pan? It's kind of like Ferris Bueller.
Oh, my God.
So the camera pans to her and her friend, and they're like, and everybody at work saw her.
Uh-huh.
Her phone blew up.
Oh, God.
And her boss fired her.
Fired her
because she and I kind of agree. I mean, you lied.
I mean, how good an employee is she? How many employees are at the company? Do they need her? Has this happened before? I mean, there's too many questions here to just fire somebody. You know what I mean? You can't just, because you're mad at them, fire them. You have to give them a good reason. Had she been warned? Is this like the fourth time she did this year? Do you know what I mean? There has to be, you can't just fire somebody out of nowhere for no reason anymore.
I think if you lie to your boss, I think that's a fireable offense. If you
You can lie to your boss. It's not your boss's business. If you're taking a day off, it's none of your boss's business what you do that day.
You can't lie. You can't. I mean, then I don't trust you. And if I don't trust an employee, then I don't want you here. I don't agree she should have been
fired. Then you shouldn't have hired me. I'm here. Tough. And, you know, here's the thing.
You made me look like a fool.
No, it's up to listen, the boss let her have the day off. It's on him.
He didn't let her. She said, I ain't coming in. He's like, no, you have to come in. She goes, back off. I ain't coming in.
Okay, well, that's different. I mean, the fact that she was like, I'm not. Okay, that's a reason to fire somebody. Fuck off. I'm not coming in.
Right. I'm sick. I can't make it. My dog puked on the floor. I don't know. I can't make it in today. I'm really, really sick. So then at work, everybody's watching the football game and there she is. She's not sick.
No, I get what happened, but I'm just saying. So if he didn't find out, she wouldn't have been fired. It's the fact that he found out.
Right.
So it's not the fact that she lied. It's the fact that he found out.
He found out she lied. Right, you can lie all you want, but if you get caught in a lie, then it's a lie.
Right, because nobody ever lies to their boss. Please. Everybody lies. If people who lie to their boss got fired every single time, nobody would have a job.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying, as a boss, if you lie to me, then you broke trust, and then I don't trust you anymore.
Well, then you're the asshole, because as a boss, you shouldn't be trusting your employees. You should trust nobody. I'm serious. You should trust nobody. This is business. It's not friendship. You know, go trust your friends. The people you work with, don't trust them. Do they do a good job? Do you need them to do that job? Did you get them for a good amount of money? I mean, there's bigger things to consider than if somebody lied and went to a football game or soccer game. And you know what I mean? It's a stupid reason to fire somebody. There must've been something else going on. She might've been a pain in the ass. Maybe she didn't do her job well. There had to be some other reason, because you don't just fire somebody for lying to you. It just doesn't make any sense.